Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
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 Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong. Good sabbatically speaking, yes I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. Son of a personal cause.
You have to jump on this, Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet. Shir Mizmor Livne Kora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever,
guide,
forever,
guide,
forever,
guide,
forever,
guide,
forever.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda'a Lemisgav. Ki Hinne HaMelachim No'adu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma ra'u ken tamahu, nivhalu nechepazu. Re'ada ahazatam sham, chil kayoleda. Beruach kadim, teshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken ra'inu, be'ir Adonai tsebaot be'ir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha, בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Thank you.
salvation is in the whole of mountain. Jah love is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Nothing with nothing without you, no, 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 no. Nothing without you, nothing with nothing without you, no, 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 no. I'm raising my hand, nodding my head, now Jah is so good to me, and I wave to the right, wave to the left, now Jah is so good to me, and I scream.
Why do the people perish? Do you understand it?
walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Zion, I was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in need to ask the most like us. We really want to understand why. Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the song? Get down, bend down, lay down, face on the ground. No time to play around. No time for games, yeah, mess around. We are the problem. We always the cause. Turn the back on the creator. I know why we are the ones to say bubble and a hater. Them coulda never touch the 90. Them coulda never touch the one who the most I appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? If I'm in it, I ask the most high, cause we really want to understand why.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
The consummation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the holy one of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ. The Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendim Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Ayadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society. Now grab your pen, paper, and sacred scripture, the Holy Bible, and prepare to hear some of the most dynamic truth ever to hit the shores of North America since the lost black sheep of the house of Israel were sold into slavery circa 1530 AD. Pay attention, because that's the price of the truth.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Yeah. So here. Let's touch on this this stuff about the golden calf. You heard about that, right? Heard about the golden calf and like the Israelites after they came out of Egypt, Mizraim, you know, they was out in the wilderness, and Moses, you know, he's up in the mountain, and so the people, you know, they got bummy, in other words, you know, they just come out of like Egypt, you know, down the Nile, they just came out of denial and everything, so now they're out in the wilderness waiting for Moses, and the pastors and the preachers, you know, we've heard this, right, we've seen this in the movies and on TV and even satirized and spoofed and all that kind of stuff about the golden calf, you know, and many preachers and pastors have a good preach, you know, they preach a good preach on the golden calf and what they say and what it is said to me. But Chabarim, my fellows, you know, and others also checking this out, there's no golden calf in the Bible. Yeah, uh-oh, somebody says, oh, he's off. Am I off? Is there a golden calf in the Bible? Let's start with the KJV, the King James Version. But the King James Version is kind of like the version that kind of, you know, built this city, in a sense. You know, built this city, built this system of things, you know, the 400-plus year system of things. So whether you know, like it or you don't like it, you know, if you are intelligent, you recognize the relationship, right? You know, beyond just the so-called religious and, you know, spookism kind of issues and stuff like that, you know. But the golden calf, let's touch on the golden calf. There's no golden calf in the Bible. There is no golden calf. In fact, when I was looking for some of these word picks and everything, of course, I looked up what I Googled, you know what I mean? Because the purveyors of truth, ha, ha, ha. You know, but I Googled golden calf and, you know, came up with some of these golden calf word pictures, you know, as a kind of illustration, so to speak, of what we are told the Bible is talking about in the second book of Moses, second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called, in English, Exodus. So in the Sefer Shemot, there's no golden calf. I mean, what's there in the scriptures and even in the translations is not what you have been made to believe, made to be naive. What you've been made to believe is the truth. And here's the real cognitive dissonance. Here's the cognitive dissonance about it, right? Is that folks will have their Bible, clutch their Bible in their hand, and some are into, you know, Bible reading, Bible studies, and will still go on and on and on about things that are not even in the Bible, at least not in the translation. Now, we're not talking about footnotes and commentaries, so forth and so on. We're talking about, well, what is in the script, what's in the writ. So let's just prove this right here that there is no such thing, really, as golden calf, quote, unquote, in the Bible, right? In the KJV, the translation, and moreover, when we look at the Masoretic, the Hebrew, you know, we really get to the, you know, the groundation. But first things first, let's bring this up just to demonstrate right here. Well, you can see we already just did this. Let's just do this right here, the search again. No verses on golden calf. I mean, what kind of witchcraft, right? Well, this golden calf, right? Because there's no golden calf. KJV, King James Version. Okay, let's take out golden for a moment. Let's take out golden. Let's just look up calf, right? Calf, right? Okay, let's look up calf. There's 30 verses in the KJV. You see, search KJV. There's 30 verses, right, verses that are found. The first verse is in Genesis, first book of Moses, Hebrew book. We're in the Sefer Bereshit, right? Genesis, and Abraham ran to the herd and fetched. Look how they used to spell it back in 1611. Fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave to a young man. And he hasted to dress it. Okay, so we have a calf there. right? So let's look at the Hebrew word right here. They have two words right here. Ben, right? Ben, right? Bakar, Ben Bakar. In other words, the son of a Bakar. A Bakar is a cow or ox, you know, in that sense, an ox, cow. It's the masculine, right? It's the masculine right there, the beeves. You might see that in the KJV, the beeves, B-E-E-V-E. Nothing to do with beeves, not that kind of bee right there. But you can see where it says used for plowing. So we have the bakar, right? The bakar, right? The ox, right? The king, right? Kind of context along with heifer idea, but we're speaking about the male, right? So a ben bakar, right? The ben bakar. So we have the same thing, the two words bring that out. So we go right here. Now, notice this right here. The third verse in the KJV, the King James Version of the Bible, with calf, C-A-L-F, we find this here, but note the word. Note the H, this is the H5695, and it's here in this Torah portion, this reading and feeding right here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath when thou takest. Ki Tisa, that's the KJV translation, when thou takest. Actually, in the Hebrew is when thou liftest up, when the eye, speaking to a male, Tisa. Ki tisa, when thou liftest up, ki tisa et rosh, lift up the head count, take the sum. But that's this Torah portion here, ki tisa. So we have Exodus chapter 32, verse 4, right? Chapter 32, verse 4. So right here, we have the first two, right? Genesis 18 and 7, Genesis 18 and 8. This is the ben bakar, right? The ben bakar. But here, in Exodus 32 and 4, it says, and he received at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool. After he had made it a molten calf. Wait, hold up. What kind? Not a golden calf? I thought you made it a golden calf. Exodus 32 and 4, after he had made it a molten calf. But they said the golden calf, a molten calf. But what about the gold? A molten calf. So what is a molten calf? What's the difference between a molten calf and a golden calf? That could be a follow-up right there, follow-up. What's the difference between a golden calf and a molten calf? But after he had made it a golden calf, it doesn't say that. It says a molten calf. And they said, these, thy gods, these your Elohim, these your gods, O Yisrael, which or who brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. So here we have this in this in the second, right? We have the second, the Sheni, here in the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah of the seven Aliyot, you know, for the Sabbath, the sabbatical, the Parasha, so for here for Parasha, we're in Shemot Ki Tisa, right? We have verse 4 right here. And he received it. Now, ones will say, well, what did he receive? Well, yeah, he did ask them. Aaron had said to them, break off the golden rings, But he didn't make a golden calf. He made a molten. Why people keep avoiding what he made it? Why they avoid the molten calf? What is in the molten calf that they're trying to, you know, like do some kind of magic or some kind of craft to, you know, distract us from what the scripture is really saying, molten calf. So let's do this right here. Let's do molten calf. So we know that it's the third calf entry in the KJV. Boom, we have five verses, right, in the Bible. We have no verses for golden calf. We have five verses for molten calf. The first verse for molten calf is in Exodus 32, verse 4. Let's view more right here. Let's go back right here, and let's just get into the chapter. Let's get into this chapter right here, and let's compare, right? Let's compare right here, okay? So we have the Aleppo, right, unpointed. There's a BBE, right? The BB. Let's look at some of the other translations out there. Because maybe somebody got like one of these kind of funny money, you know what I mean, counterfeit silver, you know, funny money translations and everything out there. So he says, and he took the gold from them and hammered it. This is not really a translation. This is like a trans-interpolation or something like that. But he, hammering it with an instrument, he made it into the mental image of a young ox. And they said, this is your God, O Israel, Yisrael, who took you out of the land of Egypt. And the Easy English says this, Aaron took the rings and he made a false god. So now the Easy English adds in a false god. Have you noticed that the scripts does not really say that? It just says of the gods, right? Or gods of the heathen, gods of the nations, gods of other people's gods or something like that. It doesn't really say false god. Right? It doesn't really say false god. Now, if you say, well, you say it's a true god? We're saying that Ha'el Yahuwah, Jehovah is the true El, Ha'el Elohim. But what we're saying is what the scripture says. So some of these other translations throw you off, but they go on and say, he used a tool to make the false god in the shape of a young cow. You know, anybody know the difference between a cow and an ox? So not only here they are animal gender bending here. This is like some animal gender bending right here that they're doing. Now they're saying a young cow, right? Is it a young cow or is it a young ox? What does the script say? We're going to get to the Hebrew just now, but let's just go through some of these other, just some compare and contrast. Then the Israelites, did it say the Israelites? It says they, okay? It says this is your God, Israel. He brought you up out of Egypt. So now here we have a couple of the Hebrews right here. The Hebrew translation says, Vayikach, Vayikach, and he received, Vayikach, Miyadam, from their hands. Vayatzar oto, and he, Yatzar, he fashioned it in a sense, Yatzar. It's interesting, the Yatzar, fashioned it, right? Ba-cheret. Bacheret, with the cheret, like a kind of an engraving tool. Or is it a graver, a gravening tool? Vaya esehu, and he made it. Vaya esehu, egel, right? Egel, ma sekha, an egel, right? A calf, right? An egel, ma sekha. Egel maseka. So the Hebrew term for molten calf is the egel maseka. Egel maseka. Right? Vayomru, and they said, Eile. Now note this right here in the Hebrew. Eile is these. Eile is these. Eile is not this. Speaking of like one, Eile is these. Right? Ela is these. Ela speaks of more than one. So right here, let's look at the KJV. KJV is correct, which says these thy gods. The B right there is italicized, so that's not there in the Hebrew. Here it says, Ela Eloheika. Ela Eloheika. These are your Elohim, O Yisrael here speaking to Israel as a corporate entity, right? Speaking to all the Banim, all the sons, all the Israelites as one man, right? Eloheka, but the key word is the Eile, not this, but these, Wayomru, and they said, Eile, Eloheka, Yisrael, Asher, He, Eiluka, that they are the ones who brought you up. So the He, Eiluka, they cause you to aliyah, to ascend, to come up from down, Dinau, in Egypt, because Egypt, Mitzrayim, is a depression in a sense, you know, physically, physically on the earthly plane. Anyway, cause you to aliyah, to ascend, right? Both in the, say, the figurative sense, but also the literal sense, right? He'eluka. So the he'eluka goes with Eile, the, speaking of more than one, them. Eile Eloheka Yisrael Asher He'eluka Me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is what we have right here, these lines here, the unpointed ones right here. Now, notice how false these so-called other Bibles are. Now, the KJV has some issues, you know, but some of that could also be 400 years, how the English language was used. But when we get to the root of the matter, especially this verse here that we're looking at the molten calf, not the golden calf. Now, ones will still, I know a lot of ones are going to try to defend the whole golden calf rhetoric. Watch ones try to defend the golden calf rhetoric. Well, golden calf. Because at first I was like, wait, how come I'm not finding no golden calf in the Bible? Like, I didn't find it in the KJV translation. I didn't find it in the Hebrew. I'm like, yeah, I know it was made out of, they donated some gold and stuff like that. But it says the molten calf. You know, it says the molten calf. Why nobody's talking about, well, the molten calf? I guess it doesn't sound as bling-bling, right? Like as the golden calf, right? The golden calf, pizzazz. Or paz. Actually, pizzazz comes from Hebrew, actually. Paz, pizzazz. Anyway, look at the ISV, right? What's the International Standard Version or some perversion like that? It says he took them from them and using a tool fashioned them into a molten calf. Notice, okay, let's go on. The people said, this Israel is your God. This Israel is your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Now, let's look at the ISV again. It says, he took them from them and using a tool fashioned them, right, them into a molten calf. The people said this, but in the Hebrew, the people said Eileh, said these. So what gives? Right? Not the translation, you know, doesn't really give you the truth right there. Now, the KJV is most direct, at least in its point of reference. If you notice, like those watching the vlog, and you know, you'll notice that only the KJV, really, you can compare it with the Hebrew, the Masoretic, the other kind of scripts. You can't do that with a lot of these, most of these other Bibles, the majority of them. Because what they do, they take some ideas, or maybe a group of people sit down, and whatever they do to kind of like twist it up. Like if you notice here in the KJV, Exodus 32 and 4, the word them is italicized and be, right? In the next line or so is italicized. These words are not really there. And he received. It says, and he received. Why yikach? Yikach from lakach, to receive. Right? Why yikach? Mi yadam, from their hand. Or KJV said, at their hand, the Hebrew, mi, from yadam, from the yad. Yad am, there, yadam. Mi yadam. Why yatzar, and fashion. We have the word fashion. Right? The sword right there. Now, they have this form of fashion, right? But it's sort of the yatzar. Let's look at this right here. Why yatzar, and fashion it with a gravening tool, right? So we have the graving tool, the cheret, right? And engraving tool, a stylus, a chisel, graving tool, stylus, right, to engrave, right? Now, it's interesting, could it coming out of where? So that means that ones like Aharon and others had these skills. So this shows that when we're looking at, like, the wall paintings and other things like that, who we should be looking for and in what sort of professions, right? Engrave, a chisel, or a graver, also a style for writing, a graving tool, which could be a pen or another kind of a instrument, right? It says, after he had made, it a molten calf. So here we have the egel, maseka, the egel maseka. So let's look at this right here, the word egel, right? Notice the word egel is masculine. It's not egla, right? Egla, you know, the feminine, but it's egel, right? He made it egel, right? Egel maseka, All right, so this masking, you can see this part of speech right here. You can see where it says a calf or a male calf, right? A male calf, especially, it says, especially one nearly grown, especially a calf nearly grown. That is a steer. Back in the cowboy days, remember the black cowboys, you know, or the original cowboys who happened to be black, right? That is a steer, right? Bullock. A bullock, right? We hear bullock. Does bullock, all the English brethren and sisters, does bullock have anything to do with bollock, bollocks? Like when you say bollocks, like the English ones and ones over in Britain and Great Britain, you know, UK, you know, and also other places, but mainly over there, they like to say bollocks, bollocks. Is that like bullock? And everything, got to do a little etymology on that. But here we have the egel maseka, maseka. Right? Now, we know this is a direct violation, you know, of the Eseret, you know, HaDevarim, you know, the Devarim and everything. But here, this is what they said. Now, note this also. It says, these thy Elohim, O Yisrael. So we have, notice, a molten calf, and they, whoever they is, because it says, Wayomru, Wayomru, and they Amaru, right, and they amaru, wa amaru, right, wa yomru, wa yamaru, and they said that these, eile, Eloheka Yisrael, asher, he, eiluka, me areta mitzrayim, he, eiluka, it's interesting, he, eilu, 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 he, eilu, the one who, or they who cause, like, one to get up, to ascend, to go up higher. To Allah, Allah, he eluka, right? So here is an interesting plurality, singularity kind of thing we have right here. It seems to be, right, one object, right? One object, the molten calf, not the golden calf. Now, every other verse also kind of follows up on this, because we said there was five particular verses. But the main point right here was that there's no such thing, right, in the KJV Bible or the Hebrew Bible, right, as the golden calf. Now, like I said, ones are going to defend it, but scripturally, biblically, right, when we look at the word in the Hebrew, the egel maseka, right, the maseka. Did we touch on that right there? Oh, chant right here. We got to fly for a moment, put it on airplane mode. All right, there we go. All right, so let's just go right here to which word are we going to look at? Egel, egel, okay, maseka. Let's look at the word maseka. So we have, there we go, maseka. Some say maseka, 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 like a maseka. Notice what it says, a pouring, libation, fayo, right, libation, molten metal. Cast image, drink offering, libation, right? Libation, but we have to ask whose libation, because these are words in Hebrew, but might not be the same words that are used elsewhere, like in what we are commanded to do. These things right here, we know this is the violation of what, the second, right? The second and probably even the third, you know? I mean, the ten words. It's violated the 10 words. This is where we get the broken, right? We get, like, the broken covenant, the broken contractual, the breach of contract here of the children of Israel, and we get a renewing of the covenant in the same context. This is to the fellow, you know, black Jews, Yehudi, and, you know, more Old Testament, Berit Yeshana Israelites, out there. Here's where we get a renewing of the covenant, a new covenant, new in the Hadasha sense, to renew, the renewing of the covenant because of this Akari, right, this Hachet, right, the Hachet, right, the Chatiyat, the Akari, right. So the libation with covenant sacrifice, knows the molten metal, it's molten, like liquid metal, molten, molten image, right, molten gods, web, covering, veil, woven stuff. Right? Now notice that the noun is feminine, right? This as a noun, the molten. So the thing that it represents is something masculine, right? But in its making, it is feminine, masekach, right? The ha, the hay, you have that hay right there, right? As it would be. Strong's definition, it says properly a pouring over, right? Properly is the pouring over. So when he asked for the gold rings, break them off and all of that, there's some interesting reasonings on why, you know, why do you think that went on and how that went on right there. But when they gave it to him, or based on the meaning of the word maseka, which is the molten word, right, what they gave him, he might have poured over something else of some other different kind of substance. We can't say that all of this was the gold. It could have been, right? But the fact is that the scripts does not identify it as gold, and that's the world. That's following the world, the flesh, and the satanic, you know, seclorum, the satanic system of things, the shitstem of things, Babylon. That's following the confusion out there, because the scripture doesn't even say that, and almost no emphasis is given to the so-called moltenness, right, of this idol, of this object right here, right? A cast image, right? Fusion. You see what it says? Fusion of metal? Fusion of metal. So some folks get the idea like, okay, all of that was just gold, and they had that much gold in their ears. Think about it for a moment. Especially for them to use the term, the pronoun, you can say these, ale, right? The ale sense. Mm-hmm. By implication, it's a libation. That is a league, a coverlet, something poured out, so forth and so on. So we see where we have a fusion of metals, right? There's a fusion of metals. So this is what it is, right? More correctly, scripturally, right? When we're speaking about the calf and that uckery, right, that broken law, that broken contractual agreement, that broken covenant, right? Because you have to recognize they had already come into, right, you know, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael had already come into that covenant, right? They had already come into the covenant. So there's a few points of real interest, for example, like, is it one object? Was it one object? It seems to be one object, right? Egel, maseka. But then in they, whoever the they is, saying that these be your gods, your Elohim, emphasizing the they sense. See, when we understand the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, right? Ha'ab, Habein, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Echad. When we really recognize the true Trinity, then we can recognize this was just another pseudo-Trinity that they brought with them out of Mitzrayim. Because you can take the Bnei Yisrael out of Mizraim, but you can't take the Mizraim out of the Bnei Yisrael, at least not in one generation. Was it something like this? Was it part this, part that? Some fusion. See, the molten idea, so some fusion idea. And since they just came up and out of Mitzrayim, right, out of Egypt, right? You could say Gubitz, you know, or the Het Kapita and, you know, Egypt, ancient Egypt. We're getting some of those nomenclatures and names there. But we stick with the Hebrew right now, Mitzrayim, right? The double mitzvahs, right, out of Mitzrayim. They, no doubt, you know, how can I say, retrograded, as it were, right? They returned to the vomit, so to speak, right? After they said, what they said about Moses, they said, as for Moses, now note this also, the connection of this molten calf with a type of worship of Moses in effigy. Many ones have missed that right there, have missed that. Right, that the first thing that they say says, and when the people saw that Moshe delayed to come down from Hahar, from the mount, the people gathered themselves together to Aharon, to Aaron, and said, up, right, they said, up, right, they said, kum, right, kum, right, or some Israelites might say, Lashan Kadosh, you know, they would say, kawam, but we say, kum, right, kum, in the pure language, refined language, kum, esay lanu, Elohim, Asher, Yalku, his engine, Yalku, to go, Yalku, right? It's a halak, Yalku, right? To go, lefanenu, before us, it says, up, make us. Now we're looking at the Chumash, the Masoretic Hebrew. Let's look at the KJV. It says, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, up, make us gods. All right, gods. Now we have the word Elohim here. Now in the Chumash translation, the English translation, it says, up, make us a god who shall go. Yalku, go, lefanenu, before us, right, before us. So the context of their request was to, we can say, to the pseudo-trinities. Mm-hmm. The pseudo-trinities, as one might say, the other Elohim, Elohim Acharim, but it's also in the context of Moses. Let's not forget that Moses is very important in this, because they're saying that we don't know what happened to Moses, right? And they are still intent on moving forward, right? And they think that Moses delayed. We don't know what's happened to him. And then they go on to say, and the KJV brings it out this way, they go on to say, for this Moses, as for, as italicized, it says, for this Moses, the man that brought us up. See, this key thing of the Aliyah, Allah, to ascend. The man, now notice what they say, the man, he is the man who brought us up out of the land of Mitzrayim. We wot not what is become of him. That's the old English there. We wot not what is become of him. No, we don't know what's happened to Moshe. Moshe is the man. Right, Moshe is his key zeh for this, key zeh, Moshe, ha'ish, he is the ish, he is the man, ha'ish, asher, he elanu, he who brought us, right, so here it's, you know, Moses as a singularity, as a one, but notice how they speak of the Egel Masecha, right, as a pseudo-trinity, right? This is very interesting. They say, Mei Eretz Mitzrayim, He Elanu, the one who Aliyah Anu, he's the Aliyah, he's the one who caused us to go up, right? Mei Eretz Mitzrayim, from the land of Egypt, Lo, Yada'inu, lo, we don't know, lo, yada'inu, meh, what, haya, what be, lawu, what be for him, lawu, what be for him, meh, haya, lo, we don't know what be of him, what be for him, what has become of him, we know not what has become of him, meh, haya, lo. We don't know. Now, it's interesting because how they speak of Moshe, right, and the connection of them saying, oh, well, we don't know what happened to Moses, but we're going to go forward, so we need like some idol, something like to other peoples, to other nations. Remember Mitzrayim? You remember Mitzrayim, don't you? Remember down in Dinah, that's how we used to do it. You know, back in the days, you know, the old school. It's like they were reverting, in a sense, to the old school, right, to the old school way. Right, and what was that old school? I mean, even Moshe understood this. Right, this might also explain his anger. It's like, in a sense, they were worshiping him, Moshe, in effigy. Right, and this is what Yahuwah, what Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, what he had said when he says, "Your people, who you brought up." Right, because what we get in the scripts right here in the narrative, we get one view on the Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai. Right, with Moshe, right, and Hashem, and then we get the view of the people, right, with Aharon, with Aaron, right? You could say like down in the valley, as it were. So we can see the connection between this man, right, and these that'll be their gods. In other words, for the people coming out of Mitzrayim, coming out of Kemet, so to speak, you know what I mean, coming out of that system of things, that kind of religiosity. It's like black folks coming out of Western Gentile whitewashed Christianity, counterfeit Christianity is the same thing. Is that it's like they have to go through almost like a wilderness experience, if you think about it. Maybe even a whole generation might have to go through what happened with the previous, you know, that we get we get what's going on even here with the 400 years, right, and in the first, 400 first year. So just looking at some of these kind of symbolic representations, so Mitzrayim is still fresh, real fresh, right, fresh in their mind. So we see the connection between the Egel, right, and the Egel is the male, right, not the Egla, but the Egel, Masecha, between the molten calf, not golden calf. See, they contributed gold because that was also part of the, you know, the previous worship that they were familiar with down in denial in the Kemet, the Kemetic. See, people think that in ancient Kemet or ancient Egypt, so a lot of the pro-blacks and other, you know, Kemetic fanatics, they might think like, oh, well, you know, what we're speaking about here, right, had to come out of Egypt in the sense of what was revealed to Moshe, right, as though no one else in the whole world had any idea, right, of spiritual things. See, Egypt becomes a mouthpiece for a lot of things that went on, because now we can study this, right, and especially studying HaTorah, you know, a lot of these things now come together. Even the link between the golden fire, between the molten calf, right, between the molten calf and they're seeking a replacement, right, you know, almost like a pastor and replacement. They're seeking a replacement pastor, so to speak, but they're seeking this idol, this idolatry now to go before them, right, and to lead them because they're now getting impatient, right, that something that's probably happened to Moshe, right, after all that they've seen and experienced, right, but it goes back to, you know, you could take the Israelite out of Egypt, right, but here's a proof of that Egypt or that Kemet in the Israelite, but now for the Hebrew, right, for that HD, getting that HD, that higher, you know, that higher definition, that high definition or, you know, crossing over, we can also see, you know, more within this that we'd like to pick up on probably in the next vid, you know, but it's interesting, this whole molten calf thing, because just to even think about, well, what does that mean, right? What does that mean right there? What's the difference between this pseudo idea? You talk about a pseudo. People use a pseudonymously. We're going to use that now, pseudonymously. Pseudonymously named, right? It's like science falsely so-called, right? So now what they were seeking to do was like a knee-jerk reaction. It's almost like, you know, ones and ones come out, Rastafari, Jah, Rastafari, right? Christ and his kingly character. We come out and then ones start to revert, you know, back to those other denominations. People think that all of Egypt was just under one kind of denomination. And that's from the later day pseudo scholars who are barely 100 years, right? And really even just handling, you know, all that art and fact. And they've come to a lot of kind of suppositions, you know, especially vis-a-vis the scripts and the revelation that we have here, right? There ain't nothing new under the sun, so this is very good that we have these ardent facts now to really compare. But in ancient Egypt, it was almost like black Christianity or just Christianity in general, but for us zooming in on the once lost, now found, all these different kind of denominations, ideas, even in one particular sect or denomination of Christianity, there's a whole bunch of other ones, right, and they all use similar symbology. They use a similar symbology, whether the cross or, you know, a Bible or, you know, steeple or, you know, other kind of, you know, and the counterfeit, you know, Kaiser Borgia, you know, the image of the beast. You know, they use all these similar kind of things, right? But they have different beliefs and different demographics of people, you know, are like kind of like are in those particular, in that captivity, that bondage. So we talk about the bondage in Egypt wasn't just looking at on the level of, we say, slavery or, you know, the physical aspects, but here looking at that, the psycho-spiritual aspect, that as soon as Moses wasn't there for a moment after everything that they had witnessed and seen, right? Okay, this is another point we need to make right here, right? When we're looking at what image are we looking at, remember we're speaking about this image appears to be a male image, the ega, right, that's made maseka, the act of libation, pouring out like a fusion, metal fused. So we have the idea of metal fused. They contributed gold to it, right? And Aaron, and this is also not interesting too, because they seem to have these skills, even as it's going to come up as we get into the Mishkan and the construction, the making of the Mishkan. They have both the skills, and they get those skills, of course, with the Ruach of Chokmah, the spirit of wisdom, wise mind, and understanding, good standing, right? To have an understanding and an overstanding, you know, of things. But they also have the materials as well. Right, so that skill set. Now, one thing that's different right here is this, if we are correct, is this now it has the male horns, but we have to also check the gender and also the agenda. It seems as though the agenda right here was to represent Moses, right? Moses was in this, because you have to look at Moses' mother. Not to get so much into that, but I talked about the connection of Orset, right, or with Isis, but then the oldest actual, we say, artifact that has this narrative of when it is said that Orset, right, or Osar's Eshet, you know, Eshet, where she went while being with child into the marshes and the reeds to give birth to Kherui or to Horus or Heru, right? Now, Ethiopli Kherui is a chosen one in the Ethiopic Bibles. Moses is called the Cheruyo and Cheru, right? Because that in the Ethiopic, you know, the connection of the Nile and the headwaters and also what is said, the ancient Yah worship, the mountains of the moon. So those connections are just very important connections as well to make right there, you know, with it as well. But the more on this, his mother and the whole story of Isis giving birth actually appears in, I think, one of the Ptolemy times in ancient, you know, in ancient Egypt, was called ancient Egypt, a little more than like 2,000 plus, you know, years ago. And that's the oldest copy of that had been uncovered and found. Maybe they found something older, but what's interesting, that's contiguous or at the same time, right, that with the proper chronology that the Hebrews and the Bnei Yisrael, right, are connected with Mitzrayim, right, Mitzrayim. So we see Exodus chapter 20, 1 to 3, bringing out more of the some people say the eye piece, the bull, right, or some people say the cow, the bull god, but we're talking about a male because this is, in a sense, in the eyes of the people, this is who Moses is. You know, like even today in churches and among, say, religious or spiritual people or people who have certain kind of spiritual, psycho-spiritual avatars, like characters and persons, personas, you know, they often are represented by, you know, the people, you know, or the likeness often is made, that connection. That's like living it out. So Elohim spake all these words saying, right, that I be, right, he who be, who he be, your Elohim who brought thee out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of bondage. And then it says, thou shalt have no other gods or Elohim acharim before I. So on one level, if this is Moses who the Israelites are saying, you know, those Israelites, let's put it like that, you know, were saying this could be a good replacement for Moses. Right, we're not going to wait. We're not going to be patient. Right, a whole other lesson right there. But we're going to just do what we are used to, right? And we're going to keep it pushing, right? Well, we see how that right there worked out. Now, some like sadomasochism.com, she has some interesting things. You know, she's coming from like a European, you could say Ashkenazi or Khazarian, kind of like a more of the popular today, like Judaism kind of a way, and they have a lot of kind of issues, you know, amongst their own like ethnic group, you know, and also some socio kind of issues, you know, male and female and how they interpret religion, you know, some of the, you could say, European Jewish women and their feminism or other kind of movements that the Judaic, some of the principle helps to free, is more freeing than at least the counterfeit Christianity on that particular level, but they are about certain commentaries, you know, concerning the scriptures, which is interesting, but we have to recognize that is them experiencing, you know, people are no people, but experiencing, as Jah says, you know, our word. He said he'll raise up a people are no people to provoke you, you know, to be more zealous, you know, for Yahweh, truth, and life. So anyway, brothers and sisters, a little bit more on the mystery of the golden calf. The basic mystery of the golden calf is that there's no such thing as a golden calf. The golden calf, truly, in the scriptures, a molten calf, which has a not just a deeper, but a more real, you know, it's more important for us to know the truth, you know, so we can really be free of the lies, right, and deception. So some of the little connections that ones and ones make that no doubt did reflect upon, you know, the Israelites and the Hebrews of that particular period in time, who Moses was, you know, how he grew up in the big house, the Pharaoh, you know, the great house, you know. He was actually, in a sense, next in line, right? And this is what happened in Egypt. Egypt was a lot like, you know, during some of those periods in time, like America, in a sense. I think it was during the Middle Kingdom period and everything like that, you know, with immigration because of the Great Famine and because Egypt was like a breadbasket, you know, of the ancient world. You know, so we talk about the Kemet, you know, that reddish brown, that black ground, you know, the rich topsoil coming out from Ethiopia. So all the peoples came there and, you know, the Israelites went down there with Jacob, you know, they got rich, they did well. And then it was like, well, you know, who want to, you know, go Africa when you can, you know, be big boat, yeah, you know, in America or be England, you know, be over in the Western Gentile world. In that sense, and that's kind of the same thing. You know, ones look at, you know, say Africa or east of the River Nile and, you know, the Promised Land and that greater, you know, Tobia, Israel, Ethiopia, you know, and it seems like a frontier, you know, where you have certain conveniences, you know, down in Dinah. Right, because look at D.C. D.C. has all of that kind of Egyptian stuff, and we know about the Freemasons and all of their thing, also feeding on, even if they're not the ethnic people, so to speak, you know what I mean? They're feeding on that same spirituality, that kind of, that went opposite, you know what I mean? Jah wasn't, you know, he didn't even condemn them or that they did all that stuff while they did that, but this was supposed to be a new day, right? So instead of, you know, going forward, right, this was a great breach, and this was a breach of the covenant. So we have a broken covenant, right? So that first covenant was gone. It was done. They breached it. So it had to be renewed, and this is what we're going to get to see and read and hear and reason on coming forward, that breach, you know what I mean, the bull. So it was like a little baby bull. It was a little bull. It was a calf, right, a little bull, a little calf. Woyo, yes I. Rastafari.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
Here, just a little context of the ancient world on that bull worship, all that BS worship of the Israelites right here on ritual and sacrifice, psyche, the soul, and symbolism. Check this out. Yes,
the animal associated with the moon, as the lion is associated with the sun, typically is the bull, whose beautiful horns resemble or suggest the horns of the crescent moon. And as the moon dies to be resurrected, so in rituals, the bull is killed to be resurrected. You can't have new life unless you have old death. These things go together. And they're celebrated in the myths of, in the rituals of sacrifice, the bull sacrifice. In Egypt, in Mesopotamia, among the Greeks, and anywhere where there were bulls is frequently the prime sacrifice. It's charming in India when you see families in a little bullock cart going to a festival. The horns of the bullocks will be decorated. The horns of the bull are the lunar signs. The bull is associated with Shiva. Fraser in The Golden Bough, I think, has made the point irrefutably that the prime sacrifice in the old, early kingships was the king. This is the young Cretan king. You never see pictures of old Cretan kings. There's a cycle frequently of about 8 years associated with the cycle of the planet Venus, where the king is killed. This is the book, The King Must Die, which brings this thing forward. And then substitute for the king was the bull. In Egypt, for example, the Sed festival was a festival when a very special bull was sacrificed. Now, the attitude of antiquity to sacrifice is something that I don't think we can appreciate very well. The animal sacrificed or the young person sacrificed was perfect. Anyone with a flaw was unworthy to be sacrificed. And the big surprise, the thing that really lets you know that it's another psychology, comes when you read about the ball games of the Maya Indians. The ball courts, this is a ritual game. And the captain of the winning team was beheaded in the field by the captain of the losing team. It's the winner who is worthy to be sacrificed, and that is the climax of a life. I don't think, as captain of a basketball team, I would urge my team with great enthusiasm.
Interesting, interesting. Joseph Campbell right there. The psyche, the soul, and the symbol, the symbolism, very ancient symbolism. We can't deny that we find the symbolism in the scripture, so we need to be able to better interpret it in the context of the scripture from the old to the new, based on the true experience of humanity and what the Israelites were familiar with and how these give us keys to the interpretation right here. Is this something primitive? Some say it's primitive, the prime is like the first, or is this something very...
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
You see, you think, oh, how primitive, you know, how primitive these people were sacrificing to their God. It's like, you know, those people weren't stupid. And this is not primitive. Whatever it is, it's not primitive. It's sophisticated beyond belief, because the idea, as I already pointed out, is that you could sacrifice something of value and that would have transcendent utility. And that is by no means an unsophisticated idea. In fact, it might be the greatest idea that human beings ever came up with. It's an answer to the problem that's put forward in the story of Adam and Eve, right? Because we became self-conscious, and then we discovered the future, and then we knew we were going to die, and then we knew we were vulnerable, and then we became ashamed, and then we developed the knowledge of good and evil, and then we got thrown out of paradise. It's like, that's a big problem. So what the hell are you going to do about it? Well, sacrifice. That's the hypothesis. Well, that's a hell of a hypothesis, man. That's what we're doing. You made plenty of sacrifices, even to sit in this theater, and many people made plenty of sacrifices to have a theater like this exist, and many people made sacrifices so that we could actually freely engage in the dialogue that we're engaging in a theater like this. And so it's like all of this is built on sacrifice, and sacrifice bloody well better work, because we do not have a better idea.
So even in the Brit Chadash, it speaks of sacrifice. But here's the key. It says a better sacrifice than that of the bulls and the goats. And from the ancient tribe of the Yehudim, of the Judahites of the first century in the New Testament time, the time of Adonai Yeshua HaNotri, our master Jesus of Nazareth, we have Yehudi, even from the intertestamental times and apocryphal books, coming to this, you could say, a spiritual evolution of prayer, right? Prayer being a form of sacrifice. Is prayer a form of sacrifice? Right here, here, here. Praying, therefore, becomes a form of sacrifice. Oh, before we just share this part right here, I'd like to share this. Today's daily psalm, we're going to come forward with that. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 121 here, come again. But here, this audible from Psalm 141, right? Prayer be set before thee. As
let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer.
Refining, the refining of a thought, an idea, as it says, you know, as silver is tried in the fire.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Well, if you take the animal and you burn it, then the smoke rises, and God is that which is above, and so God can detect the smoke, and then he can detect the quality of the offering. So that's the idea behind the offering, and it is archaic. It's not the way that modern people think about sacrifice, but I think about it psychologically as a developmental move towards full recognition of the idea, first of all, that work is a form of sacrifice and vice versa, and that because you sacrifice the present to the future at least, but you also sacrifice everything to your highest priority if you're not confused. And then that brings up the question of what the highest priority should be and what the quality of the sacrifice should be. And the answer to that psychologically is it should be the highest possible quality sacrifice to the highest possible thing. Because otherwise you have to ask yourself, well, why would you bother doing it? So it's easy to dismiss these ideas of burnt offering as primitive superstition, but there's an idea behind them that's it's unbelievably deep and profound, and also the idea that life requires sacrifice to continue in its utmost form, and that the sacrifice should be voluntary, and that even it should extend in some sense, and has to the sacrifice of the innocent. I mean, that's an extremely profound and also very problematic idea. But it can't be just hand-waved away.
And there's a manner in which, if you take that fractally and you apply it to little things or to purposes in general, there's a manner in which the purpose will always know the quality of your sacrifice.
Right.
Because what you do, the quality of what you do will attain or not the purpose.
Right.
Like the world will hit you back. You can pretend with people. You can lie. You can deceive. But if you're trying to be a good basketball player,
and you don't make
the sacrifices, yeah, you're not going to be a good basketball player.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
What's going to happen.
Yeah, well, and that's another indication of the intrinsic logos of the world. And we also know this deeply, I would say, inside ourselves, because people know perfectly well that their conscience can torment them. And it is the case sometimes that people's conscience is overdeveloped and has this tyrannical superego element and will knock them down. But if your conscience is functioning well, basically what it does is indicate to you constantly that your sacrifices are either not of the right sort or they're not of the highest quality. And you call yourself out on that, right? And so, what's one of the things that's so odd about that is you can't, if you try to escape from that, it just makes it worse for you, and you know that, and you really can't escape from it, not except by abiding by it. You can fight it and all of that, and you can harden your heart and become even more determined in your willingness to make improper sacrifices, but you know perfectly well, I've never seen anyone that in some fundamental sense was deluded on that account. People know. They know. I could have tried harder.
By the way, is it your theory then, in light of all these days and that subject of sacrifice, do you feel that we are net losers religiously, morally, theologically, net gainers, or neither, having no more sacrificial system?
Well, I think we do still have a sacrificial system. I mean, I asked my students all the time in my Maps of Meaning class. They were, a lot of them were children of first-generation immigrants, often Asian. I said, what did your parents sacrifice to come here? Well, it's like they knew exactly what that meant, and they knew exactly, generally, what they had sacrificed as well. And so we've spiritualized it in some sense, and partly what you see in the entire biblical corpus is the spiritualization,
agreed,
the psychologization of a sacrificial practice.
But very specifically, and I don't have an answer.
In the fact that we don't act it out.
The actual carnal representation of sacrifice, is that a loss that we don't have?
It's a very
that?
Good question. I mean,
I
part
know.
Of, part of the part of the question that Jonathan and I have been debating back and forth constantly is, and part of the question that this book raises is, to what degree does what's become abstract still need to be represented in image and action, right?
Right.
How much does it have to be ritualized?
Yeah.
And
but
the answer
is still,
we don't
I mean,
know.
In Jewish tradition, there is still, even though it's not a killing of an animal, there still is a ritualized aspect of the sacrifice. Is there some kind of giving, like giving money or giving something which becomes like a...
Judaism, the Torah and Judaism later are very concrete religions. It was even dismissed by some Christians in the Middle Ages as a carnal religion because it's so deeply embedded in life.
Mm-hmm.
The abstract is less important than the concrete in many ways in the Torah and in Judaism. But I'm asking this, I don't know if you know this, I'm sure Oz knows this, but many, many religious Jews still pray daily for the restoration of the sacrificial system, that the temple be rebuilt, and specifically so that we can sacrifice again. And
there's no denying the drama of blood and death.
Right. So you would not dismiss that prayer as odd.
I tend not to dismiss anything that's extraordinarily peculiar out of hand, right? Because there's usually something lurking underneath it. But I mean, in Christianity, obviously, you still have a sacrificial...
Well, we believe we still have the sacrifice. We participate in the sacrifice of Christ.
Right.
It's not a...
Yeah, all the time.
It's sort of a repeated sacrifice, isn't it?
It is a participation, a perfect memory in the participation of the sacrifice of Christ.
It is an unusual period. AD 70 is when it disappeared, isn't it?
Right.
Destruction of the temple. And they shifted from the temple to the synagogue and from, if I understand it rightly, Dennis, from sacrifice
to prayer.
To prayer.
Right.
And I always wonder, how does prayer fill in for sacrifice?
Well, hopefully when you pray, you sacrifice your own
for
tyrant,
atonement.
Right? Because that's it.
Partly
what you're saying is, I think if the prayer is proper, is you're saying, there's part of me that needs to go. There's part of me that I need to let go. There's part of me that needs to die, and it has to be given up to something higher. What part of it is of me has to go? And there's a contemplative aspect to that, and you look to the highest to help guide you in that. So there's a discriminating spirit within you that can help separate the chaff from the wheat, and the offering up of the chaff is the sacrificial gesture. And so that can be transformed into prayer. One of the things that Jung would say about that, for example, is that if you give up enough psychologically, you don't have to, you'll cut your losses in actuality. And of course, that's sort of what thought's for, is right? So that you can get yourself straight, you can give it up in abstraction so you don't act out the pathology and then nothing dies in actuality. But that still means you have something to give up. And part of that repentance idea is a sacrificial notion. It's like, well, oh, that's what I did wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a big part of me. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to hurt when that goes. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, but maybe you won't die. And then you offer it up as a sacrifice to something higher, because otherwise, why would you improve? Mm-hmm. And that discriminating spirit inside that judges what's in you that should be sacrificed, that wouldn't even exist unless it was existing in relationship to something higher, because there'd be nothing to serve as a judge. Mm-hmm.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know the sacrifice we make, the journeys we take. That's why I'm here to tell it straight. Never see the right and the wrong side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star. But you never know that I come from far. The long journeys and the tiring trips. When I'm on the road, not fills me up in chips. Today I'm in Trinidad. Tomorrow in Brazil for a big, big show. I've got to work. I've got to pay the price. I've got to work. I've got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work. Gotta sacrifice. Got to work. In a ditch your life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will come. I go to the north and I go south. I go east, west, so I'm all about. Doing my work, of course. Chatting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check. Jingles, the plate, and I just can't forget. Well, if at times I practice to bring my people to it, truth music. So I've got to work. I've got to pay the price. I've got to work. Got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work. Gotta sacrifice. Got to work. Got to pay the price. When you put your shoulders to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel. Oh, you got to work. Gotta sacrifice. You got to work. In a day your life. Respect to the working class. You know you reap the benefits at last. Working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work in a different life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will see.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat 8:5. The Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey chapter. Here we come at verse 1 for the Hebrew first words. Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. Hebrew first words. First words here for this 22nd Kaf Beit. This 22nd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding nine annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And here for this Shabbat Strong, picking up the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, picking up at chapter 35, the Lamed Hey, Lamed Hey chapter. Here picking up at verse 1 for the Hebrew first words.
Vayakahel Moshe et kol edata bnei Yisrael. Vayomer lehem eile hadibarim. Asher siwah hi huwa la seta otam. And Moses assembled all the congregation, the congregation of the children of Israel. Vayakahel, vayakahel, Hebrew first words, vayakahel, vayakahel. Some enunciate it as vayakahel, vayakahel, but actually vayakahel, vayakahel, Moshe. Et kol data bnei Yisrael, and Moses assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel. Vayakahel Moshe et kol data bnei Yisrael. Vayomer elehem and said to them. Vayomer elehem and said to them. Eile hadbarim, these are the words. Eile hadbarim, these are the words. Asher siwah Yehovah la eset otam. These are the words which the Yahweh Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh hath commanded. Asher siwah Yehovah. That which he who be we be commanded. Eile hadbarim. Asher siwah Yehovah. These are the words which Yahweh, which Adonai, hath commanded. La eset otam, that ye, y'all, should do them. La eset otam. Hebrew first words here for this Kaf Veit. 22nd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I annual Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Vayakahel. And he assembled, Vayakahel Moshe, and Moses assembled, Vayakahel Moshe, et kol data bnei Yisrael, Vayomer elehem, Eil hadbarim, Asher siwahi hua la eset otam.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Yeah! Rastafari. Yeah!
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
And hear, Shema'a Yisrael, hear, give ear. Here for the 22nd Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong. Here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, the first up offering, here for this Shabbat Vayakahel. Sabbath and he gathered, Sabbath and he assembled. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus here, Exodus chapter 35. HaShabbat, the Sabbath in Israel. Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 35, verse 1, here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the first up offering up, ascension offering here for this Shabbat Vayakahel, Sabbath and he gathered. Sabbath and he assembled. B'shem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruaha Kadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who ye be, the one. Here for the Rishon, for the first reading, the first Aliyah. Vayakahel Moshe. Et kol edata bnei Yisrael, vayomer lehem, eil hadvarim asher siwah Yahuwah la esot otam. The Sabbath in Israel, in Yisrael. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edata bnei Yisrael. And Moshe assembled. Vayakahel Moshe. And Moses assembled. Vayakahel Moshe. And Moses gathered. Vayakahel kahal. And Moses brought together, gathered together, churched. Kahal. Vayakahel assembled. all the congregation, the witness, the testimony of the sons of Yisrael. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edat b'nei Yisrael. Vayomer lehem and said to them, Eile hadvarim. These are the words, Eile hadvarim. These are devarim, hadvarim, hadvarim. These are the words, Eile hadvarim, asher tziwah Yahuwah, la esot otam. These, the words that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded. Asher tziwah Yahuwah, la esot, to do otam, to do them, that ye, that y'all should do them. 6 days shall walk, work be done. But on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth walk, work therein, shall be put to death. Sheshet yamim te'aseh me'laka uvayom ha'shvi'i yihyeh lachem kodesh shabbat shabbaton la'yahuwah. Kola ha ose boa milakah umat milakah 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 milakah. Ye y'all shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, upon the Shabbat, the Sabbath day. Lo te ba eru, lo te va eru, lo te va eru eish. Ye y'all shall kindle no ash, no fire. Lo tevairu, tevairu asha b'kola mishavotechem b'yom ha-shabbat. Ye y'all shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, the Shabbat day. The tabernacle, Moshe, Moses instructs the people, verse 4. And Moses spake to all the congregation of the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, saying, this, the thing that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded, saying, take ye, take you all from among you an offering to Jehovah. Whosoever of a willing heart, let him, make him bring it, an offering of Jehovah, gold and silver and brass. Kehu meya itakem teruma la Yahuwah kola. Ne divali boa yevieha eta terumati Yahua zahav wa kesef ua nechoshet. The gifts of Ha'am, the gifts of the people. Compare and contrast Exodus chapter 25 verses 1 to 8. Here, Exodus chapter 35 verse 6. And blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here. And ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim, acacia wood. And oil for the light and spices for anointing, messiahing oil. And for the sweet incense, the sweet ishens. And onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod. And for the choshen, the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded. The tabernacle, his tent, his covering, his thatches, his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets. Ha'aron, the ark, the tabot, and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat, and the veil of the covering. The table, and his staves, and all his vessels, and the shewbread. The lampstand, ha'menorah, also for the light, and her furniture, and her lamps, and the oil for the light. And the ishens, the incense altar, and his staves, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the sweet ishens, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with the brazen grate, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver, and his foot, and his base. The hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court. The pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords. The cloths of service to do service in the holy HaKodesh, in the holy garments for Aharon, for Aaron HaKohen, the priest, and the garments for Benaiah, for his sons to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation, the aggregation of the children of Yisrael departed from the presence of Moshe, departed from the presence of Moses. And hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael, hear, hear for the Sheni Aliyah. Hear for the Sheni Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayakahel. Sabbath, and he gathered. Sabbath, and he assembled. Sabbath, and he charged. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 35, here at verse 21, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second offering, offering up, ascension offering, the second reading here, for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayakahel. Vayavu, Kol Ha'ish Asher Ne'asa'o Libo, Kol Asher Ne'adava Ruho Oto, Heyavihu Et Terumati Yahuwah, Lima Lechata, Ohel Moed Ul Kol Ebodato, Ul Bigde HaKodesh. And they came. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. Wayavu, call ish ashara nisao libo. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. And everyone whom his spirit made willing. They brought Yahuwah Jehovah's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, and for all his service, and for the holy, the set apart garments. Wayavu akol ish ashara nisao libo wakol ashara nadva ruho oto heyavu eta turumati yahuwa liya melekata ohelamu eda ulkola evodato ula bigde hakodesh. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here, red skins of rams and badger skins brought. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought Yahuwah, Jehovah's offering. Every man with whom was found shittim wood, acacia wood, for any work of the service, brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that they had spun of blue and of purple, of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom and chokmah spun goats here. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod, ha-ephod, and for ha-choshen, and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, the christening, the messiahing oil, and for the sweet incense, the sweet aishens. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, brought a willing offering to Jehovah, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work that Jehovah had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses, to be made by the hand of Moshe. Moshe, 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 Moshe.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
I am pondering the salvation, Jah is love. I am pondering the meditation, way up above. Me trying pondering the salvation, Jah is love. Yeah, I am pondering the meditation, way up above. Me say the clock them for me, them can't cool me. When nothing with them doing can't rule me. Jaja give me wisdom, them can't fool me. Tell them in this time it is a real, real, real.
darling. No life in a dry wife can't bring tea. You can't see it moving me. But as the lady bids me tell you, this is a serious thing. Warm up, Jesus. Every fight in love, every fight to me. Trying to find the ring of salvation. Yeah, is love, yeah, is love. Trying to find the high meditation. Play up above, play up above. Trying for the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love, yeah. I up on a high meditation. Pay up above, pay up above. The sure love is my nature. But you see me not gonna go against me creator. Those who go against I'm not maker. Well, me tell you, say your judgment will be greater. Tribes and parishes, so many life lies. Vision of them laws, we ain't gon' compromise. Things are with them doing Rasta teaching tonight. Judgment for them, take them, behold it with your eyes, yeah. Triumph on the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Triumph on the high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Me triumph on the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love, yeah. I up on a high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Yeah, but they just not in the water. Cause they bring them on the bow down and worship no monster. Look them drinking blood and still eating up this lecture. Them polluting all the little daughters. Telling Rastafari is a spiritual thing. Rastaman not in a them religion, my friend. Just because me speak out loud them vex once again. But the whole world must keep it pressing. Trying for the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Trying for the high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Me trying for the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love, yeah. I up on the high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Me say the clock they put me in, them can't cool me. When nothing with them doing can't rule me. Jaja give me wisdom, them can't fool me. Tell them in this time it is a real, real reality. No life in a dry fight can't bring peace. You can't see it moving me. But as the lady bids me tell you, this is a serious thing. Warm up, Jesus. Every fight in love, every fight in me. I am pondering the salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. I am pondering the high meditation. Play up above, play up above. Me triumph on the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love, yeah. I up on a high meditation. Way up above, way up above.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Today's daily psalm, we have psalm time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek.
Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul.
The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, 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 forevermore.
מזמור קוף קף אלף שיר למעלות. אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא יישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך, יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.
מזמור 120 בקנס 121 የማዕረግ መዝሙር አይኖቼን ወደ ተራሮች አነሳ ረዳቴ ከወዴት ይምጣ ረዳቴ ሰማይና ምድር ከሰራ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነው እግርህን ለመናወጥ አይሰጠውም የሚጠብቅህም አይተኛም እነሆ እስራኤልን የሚጠብቅ አይተኛም ማንቀላፋም እግዚአብሔር ይጠብቃል እግዚአብሔርም በቀኝ እጅህ በኩል ይጋርድሃል ፀሐይ በቀን አያቃጥልህም ጨረቃም በሌሊት እግዚአብሔር ከክፉ ሁሉ ይጠብቃል ነፍስህንም ይጠብቃል ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እግዚአብሔር መውጣትህንና መግባትህን ይጠብቃል
Psalm 121 I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, 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 forevermore.
He left up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see? The English language.
You see the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach.
Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleif. Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleif. Shir La Ma'elot. אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מאין יהוה, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל תיתן למות רגלך, אל ינום שומריך, הנה לא ינום ולא יישן. Shomer Israel, Yahuwah, Shomreka, Yahuwah, Tzileka, Al Yada Yemineka, Yomama Hashemesh Lo Yakeka, We Yareyach, Balaila, Yahuwah, Yishmareka, Mikol Ra'a, Yishmoret Nafsheka, Yahuwah, Yishmaraz Eteka, Uavoeka, Me Ata, We Ad. Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph. Psalm CXXI, Psalm 121, Psalm 121. Yahuwah Jehovah, the Helper. Shir La Ma'ilot, a song. A shir La Ma'ilot, La Ma'ilot, Ma'alot, Ma'ilot, of a sense of the Ma'ilot, of the going up. Shir lama illot. Esa aina yael heharim. Me aina yavo ezri. I will lift up mine eyes to the mountains. Esa aina il heharim. I will lift up esa mine eyes. Aina il heharim to the harim. Il heharim. Me ayin yavo ezri, from whence? Me ayin, from where? Me ayin yavo ezri, from whence and where shall my help come? Me ayin yavo ezri, ezri me ayin Yahuwah ose shemayim wa aret, my help ezri. Ezri, Ma'im, Yahuwah, my help cometh from Jehovah. Ezri, Ma'imi, Yahuwah, Ose Shamayim, Wa'aret. He who be, who he be, who made, Yahuwah, Ose Shamayim, who made heaven, Shamayim, Wa and Aret, Wa'aret. Ale yitena lamota ragleka. Ala Yanuma Shomreka, he who be we be, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Ala Yitain, not giving, he will not give. Ala Yitain, Lamot Ragleka, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Although the Hebrew negative is al and not lo, there is no need to render with RV margin, may he not suffer, may he that keepeth. Its use here is the subjective negative, with the meaning, he will not, nay, cannot possibly, al yiten lamot ragleka, he will not, nay, cannot possibly suffer ragleka, the eye foot, lamot, to be moved. He will not give thy foot, ala yiten lamot ragleka, ala yanum shomreka, he that keepeth, that hedgeth the eye about, that keepeth the eye, shomreka, will not, nay, cannot possibly slumber, ala yanum shomreka. Here from the opening, help comes from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, he who be, who he be, the sleepless guardian. Hine lo yanum, v'lo ayishan, shomer Yisrael. Hine, look, see, behold, here it is. Hine lo yanum, lo yanum, lo yanum, lo yanum, lo not slumbering, lo yanum, v'lo ayishan, and not sleeping. Lo yanum v'lo yishan. Behold, he that keepeth Yisrael, shomer Yisrael, the keeper, the guardian, shomer Yisrael, of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, the upright of El, the Almighty, hine, lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Yahuwah shomreka, Yahuwah sileka, al yad yemineka, Jehovah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Shomreka, the eye keeper, speaking to the eye, male, Shomreka, Yahuwah, Shomreka, Yahuwah, Tzileka, Jehovah, he who be, who ye be, Yahweh, Silika, is the eye shade, Silika, is the eye shade, Al Yad Yemineka, upon thy right hand, Al Yad, upon the hand, Yemineka, of thy right. Contrast here the mocking words of the prophet Eliyahu about Baal. In 1 Kings XVIII and 27, 1 Kings 18 and 27, the verse proclaims the lofty confidence of the oneness of he who be who he be. Him ne lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael Yahuwah shomreka Yahuwah sileka adiyad aliyad yimineka. Yomam ha-shemesh, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka. Yareach balaila, the sun, Hashemesh, the sun, shall not smite the eye by day. Yomam, the days, by days, days, during the days, daily. Yomam, Hashemesh, the sun, lo yakekah, shall not smite the eye. Lo yakekah, yareach, and the moon, v'yareach, v'yareach, and yareach, and the moon, balaila. Balaila, by laila, by night. Yahuwah, Yishmarka, Mikol Ra'a. Yishmoreta Nasheka. Yahuwah, Yishmara, Tzeateka, Uavoeka. Me'ata wa'ada olam. The metaphor of shade is elaborated upon as in Yishayahu Isaiah. Isaiah 49. Verse 10, the danger from the moon, some say, was lunacy, the world revealing the old be life belief that the moon had the power to derange human reason. Sunstroke was naturally a common experience in the Afro-Shemitic East and in the Levant and in what is called Palestine during the subtropical summer, and is alluded to in 2 Kings 4 and 19. Since Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, is the ruler of the forces of nature, the nature of the Netcheru, the nature of nature, Ha-Elohim is the ruler of the forces of nature and the Netcheru. He, who be who he be, he controls them. He has the power to control and manage them so that their effects and affects are not harmful. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka, we yareach balaila, Yahuwah yishmareka mikol ra'a, yishmor eta nasheka, Jehovah shall keep the eye, male, from all evil, Yahuwah yishmareka mikol ra'a, shall keep the eye from all ra'a, from all evil, ra'a, from the yetzer hara'a, even the inclination to the ra'a, hara'a, mikol ra'a, calamity. The addition of mikol from all, mi from kol, mikol ra'a. It points to the comprehensiveness of the divine protective power. Life and living life, the liberty exposes man to a great variety of mishaps, haps, and mishaps. But none, but no one are beyond Ha-Elohim, true good, the true God's sheltering care. Keepeth, he shall keep thy soul, thy psyche. Yishmor, yishmor eta nasheka. He shall keep the eye, male's psyche, soul. He shall keep she. He shall guard the eye psyche, the eye soul. Yishmor eta nasheka. Yahuwah, yishmar eteka uvoeka. Me ata wa ada olam. Going out and thy coming in. Seateka uvoeka, seateka uvoeka, seateka uvoeka, seateka uvoeka, the eye going out and thy coming in, all thine affairs and undertakings. Seateka uvoeka. In Deuteronomy XXVIII, in Deuteronomy 28 and 6, and Deuteronomy 31 and 2, referring to the seateka uvoeka, the eye going out and the eye coming in. Going out, seateka, seateka, exodusing, going out. It refers to man's departure from Beito, from his bayit, his house, to attend to his daily avocations. Uvoeka, u'bo'eka, and I coming in to his return, to his bayit, to baito, his home, his house, and the fears of his household. In the Mizmor, even Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph, today's daily psalm, there may also be an implied allusion to the dangers of travel, of trotting and cured in the pilgrimage, and also to HaMoshiach, the Bein Elohim Hayim, to his Mashal, the parable concerning the good Samaritan, to the dangers of travel, of trotting that is incurred in the pilgrimage. From the time, the Iowa of setting out, setting out on the journey, to the time, the Iowa of its completion, Uvoeka, Me'ata, We'ad Olam, from this Iowa, Me'ata, from this Iowa, from now, Me'ata, Me'ata, We'ad, and forward Olam, and forward forever. Yes, I. Rastafari. 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 Rastafari.
מזמור קוף קף אלף שיר למעלות אשא עיניי אל ההרים מאין יבוא עזרי עזרי מעם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ אל ייתן למות רגליך אל ינום שומריך הנה לא ינום ולא יישן שומר ישראל אדוני שומריך אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך, יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.
Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, 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 forevermore.
מזמור קוף קף אלף שיר למעלות אשא עיניי אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא יישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.
Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, 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 forevermore. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he. To thee, I shall sing a song of the last ascent. To thee, I shall sing a song of the last ascent, whereto thou, the I, wilt raise I will raise us from among the kingdoms. Hence, here it is said, a song to ascents. Shir la ma'ilot. Shir la ma'ilot. I will lift up mine eyes to the mountain. 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 To the mountain.
Here, Midrash Shema Yisrael. Midrash, today's song. Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph, a song of ascent. I will lift up mine eyes to the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help cometh from the Lord. Can you hear the Aleph verse, the first verse? Shir La Ma'ilot. Esa Ainaya illa he harim, Meyayina yabo ezri. A song to ascents. A song to ascents. Shir la ma'ilot. Shir la ma'ilot. A song to ascents. I will lift up mine eyes to the mountains. Esa Ainai il hehari. Esa Ainai il hehari. I will lift up mine eyes. Esa Ainai to the mountains. Il hehari. From whence shall my help come? Meayin yabo ezri. Meayin yabo ezri. Ezri me'im Yahuwah. Ezri me'im Yahuwah. My help, Ezri me'im. From Yahuwah. From with me'im Yahuwah. From with my help cometh. From he who be, we be. My help cometh from Jehovah. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph. Here the first verse and the first part of the bait, the second verse. Shir la ma'ilot. Esa aynei il heharim. Me ayina yabo ezri. Ezri me'im Yahuwah. Ezri me'im Yahuwah. David said, a song to ascents, to the aliyah, to the ascension, to ascents, towards ascension. Shir la ma'ilot. Shir song la for to ma'ilot. La ma'ilot. Shir la ma'ilot. David said, a song to ascents. Shir la ma'ilot. After thou hast taken us, taken I and I, up the last ascent, we, I and I, shall not be brought down. That is to say, after Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, saves us, saves I and I, from the kingdom of Esau, from the kingdom of Esau, we,
I and I shall not again be degraded in servitude to the kingdoms, as is said even in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Hear, hear. Obadiah, Abdiu, prophet Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 21. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Hear, hear, hear. Obadiah, the Chazon, Obadiah, the vision of Obadiah here, first chapter, verse 21. We'alu Moshe'im behar Zion, lishpot et har Esau. We haita la Yahuwah hamluka, and saviors shall come up, shall aliyah up, shall ascend. We'alu Moshe'im, and saviors, Moshe'im, shall come up, shall ascend up, Bihar on Mount Zion, we'alu Moshe'im Bihar Zion, to judge, lishpot, to judge the Mount of Esau, lishpot et har Esau. And the kingdom shall be Yahuwah, and the kingdom shall be Jehovah's. Wehaita la Yahuwah hamaluka. Wehaita la Yahuwah hamaluka. Wealu Moshe'im behar Zion lishpot et har Esau. Wehaita la Yahuwah hamaluka. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. To thee, I shall sing a song of the last ascent. To thee, I shall sing a song of the last ascent, whereto thou, the I, wilt raise, I, will raise us from among the kingdoms. Hence, here, it is said, a song to ascents. Shir la ma'ilot. Shir la ma'ilot. I will lift up mine eyes to the mountain. Esa aynai elah harim me'ayin yabo ezri me'ayin Yahuwah. What is meant by to the mountains? What is meant by il he harim, il he harim, to the harim, to the mountains? It means that on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, comes to judge mankind, comes to judge humanity, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, will look to the fathers, will look to the patriarchs to plead for them. But no father will be able to save Beno, his son, and no man will be able to save Achio, his brother. In their time of distress, on the day of judgment, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites will lift up their eyes to their father in heaven and say, even in the words of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 16, for thou art our father, for Abraham knoweth us not, and Israel doth not acknowledge us. Thou, O Lord, art our father, our redeemer. From everlasting is thy name. Ki ata avinu, ki Avraham lo yeda'anu, we Yisrael lo yakiranu. Ata Yahuwah avinu, go eleinu me olam shemekah. For thou, I, art our father,
Ki ata abino. Ki ata abino. For the I, ki ata abino, abino. Our father, Buna, abino. I and I, father. Ki Avraham, lo yeda'anu. Ki for Avraham, Abraham, lo yeda'anu. Lo yeda'anu. Knoweth us, knoweth I and I not, lo yeda'anu. We Yisrael, lo yakiranu. And Israel, we Yisrael, lo doth not yakiranu. Acknowledge us. Ata Yahuwah Abinu, thou the I, he who be who he be, Abinu, I and I, Father, our Father. Bo Eleinu Ame Olama Shimeka, our Redeemer, Go Eleinu, Go Eleinu, Go Eleinu, our Redeemer, Me Olam, from forever, from the world, from everlasting, Me Olam Shimeka. May Olam Shemeka, from eternal is thy name Shemeka. Ki ata abinu, ki Abraham loa yedanu, we Israel loa yakiranu, ata Yahuwah abinu, goleinu me Olam Shemeka. And here, Midrash notes, here on what is meant by Ella Hehari. El to Hehari, to the mountains. It means that on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He, comes to judge mankind, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, will look to the fathers. Will look to the fathers. Here, here. Midrash note on today's Mizmor, Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph. Fathers, known as the mountains. The fathers, known as the mountains, the patriarchs, known as the mountains because of the resemblance between Harim, Harim in the Hebrew, mountains, Harim, and Horim, and Horim. Horim in the Hebrew is begetters or teachers. So here, here, Midrash notes, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, will look to the fathers to plead for them. To the fathers, so known as the mountains, the patriarchs, the fathers, because of the resemblance Hebraically between mountains in the Hebrew, Harim, Har, mountain, Harim, mountains, and Horim, Horim, begetters, Horim, teachers. My help cometh from Jehovah, who made heaven and earth. Here, 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 the bait verse, the second verse of today's psalm, Psalm 121, Mizmor Kof Kaf Aleph, Ezri Yamei Ya'im Yahuwah, Oseh Shemayim Wa'aretz, my help, Ezri, Ezri, my help, Me'im Yahuwah, from with, he who be who he be. Ezri Me'im Yahuwah, translated as my help cometh from Jehovah, from he who be who he be. Ezri Me'im Yahuwah, Oseh Shemayim Wa'aretz, who made, Oseh the maker, Shemayim, the heavens, Wa and Aretz, and the earth. Oseh Shemayim Wa'aretz. Ezri Me'im Yahuwah, Oseh Shemayim Wa'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said this to Yisrael, to Israel. Do you know who will help you? He who made the heavens and earth. He who made heavens and earth. Oseh Shemayim Wa'aretz. Oseh Shemayim Wa'aretz. Al yiten alamot ragleka, he will not suffer thy foot to slip. Al yiten lamot ragleka, he will not suffer thy foot to slip. What is meant by al yiten lamot ragleka? What is meant by he will not suffer, will not give Al Yitain. He will not give La Mot to slip Ragleka, the eye foot. Al Yitain La Mot Ragleka. When all men are in danger of slipping into Gehenna, Hebrew hell, Gehenna, you will not slip. Similarly, the verse, even from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35, that reads, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35, to me, to I, belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. Li nakama we shilei, le'aita tamut raglam. Vengeance is mine. Li nakam, for me, nakam, vengeance. Li nakam we shilei, and recompense and payment. With Shilane, Li Nakama with Shilane. Vengeance is mine and recompense. Li Aita Tamuta Raglam. Against the time when their foot shall slip. Li Ait for the eight. For the time Tamut to slip. Raglam their foot. Li Nakama with Shilane. Li Aita Tamuta Raglam. To me belongeth vengeance and recompense and payment. Their foot shall slide in due time. Li nakam wishilein le'aita tamuta raglam. This means that when the foot of the wicked, of the ratchet, of the wicked slides, you will not slide. For it is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, he will keep the feet of his holy ones. Hear, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. He will keep the feet of his holy ones, of his Isla ones. Ragle Hasidayo Yishmor. Ragle Hasidayo Yishmor. He will keep the feet. He will keep the feet of his Chasidim, Chasidayo, Chasido, Chasidayo, of his holy ones. Ragleya Chasidayo, Yishmor. Hence it is written, even in Psalm 66, verse 8, hence it is written, O bless our God, ye people. O bless our power, our God, ye y'all peoples. Barku amin Eloheinu. Bless I and I power, ye y'all peoples. Barku, bless y'all amin, ye peoples. Eloheinu, I and I power. Barku amin Eloheinu. For what reason are you to bless Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the power, the true good, the true God? Because, as the next verse says, he has set our soul in life and suffered not our foot to slip. For what reason are you to bless Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the true good, the true God, the Almighty I? Because, as the next verse says, he has set our soul in life and suffered not our foot to slip. And here the next verse of Mizmor Samech Wow, Samech Vav, Samech Wow, Psalm 66. Here, Hebraically, the ninth verse. Hasam nafshenu ba chayi, ve'lo natana lamota ragleinu. Who hath set our soul in life. Hasam nafshenu b'chayim, and suffered not our foot to be moved. Ve'lo natan lamot ragleinu. Why are we to bless our power, our true good, true God, Baruch Hu, Amin, Eloheinu, because the next verse of Mizmor Samek Wow 66 reads, Hasam Nafshenu Bachayi, He who be who we be have set our soul in life, Hasam Nafshenu Bachayi, and suffered not and not given, Velo Natan, Velo Natan, Lamot, to be moved, to slip, Ragleinu, I and I, foot, I and I, feet. He have set our soul in life and liberty, and suffered not our foot to slip. Hasam nafshenu b'chayim v'lo natan lamot ragleinu. Ragleinu, 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 ragleinu.
Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Love, 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 love
mind, just remind the Chaverim, Machaber Tenyo Chia, because here we also have the Machaber or the Idat and the gathering, the Wayak Ahel, the Kahal. Kahal is the gathering of the church. And the teaching of His Majesty is very, very important right here. Let's bring out this, the Gospel of H.I.M., Haile Selassie, first, book one, and we hope to have the book two, the follow-up to this book one, on the first little books that we publish here. His Majesty's Ask in the on the Lutheran, what's referred to as a Lutheran interview, or the interview with Oswald Hoffman, Dr. Oswald Hoffman, of the Lutheran Ministries. He's asked, Your Imperial Majesty, as a member of the body of Christ, what do you expect of the church? And Gormawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie first said, the church is not merely a building. The church is a faithful fulfillment of the Christian life and its requirements. Thus, as the name applies to the buildings, so is our heart, the church, in which God, Exiavia Sustainer, which Elohim, the true God, dwells. After our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father, then the hearts of all believers, or the believers, the mitmanan, the amanyoch, become the temple of Ekziavia, the sustainer of HaElohim, the true good, the true God. The love of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, the love of Jah, the love of Ekziavia, the sustainer, cannot be fathomed by a series of questions and answers. And man's soul cannot experience deeper enrichment as a result. We believe in the Amen, and the good is Na'amen, 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 in Royal Amharic, the pure language, Na'amen, Na'amen, in Na'amen, Na'amen, in Na'amen, Na'amen, we Amen, we admit, often translated as we believe. In the good is we have Na'amen, 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 we Amen, that men at all times be bound by His love and grace. So now we have this here in the Oswald Hoffman interview with Gormawi Haile Selassie, with His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, where he's asked, Your Imperial Majesty, Gormawi John Hoy, as a member of the body, we can ask the question, what member of that body of Christ? Right? But as a member of the body of HaMoshiach, member of the anointed, member of Christ, remember that Christ, Christos, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Jesus, the Christos, Christ, is our high priest, the Lika Kahinat, the Kahin HaGadol, the high priest. Remember that likeness of Aharon, of Aaron? So let's go over again. What was it, right? And what be it according to the pattern that makes Aaron, that high priest, and that type of Messiah, which Jesus fulfills, according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty. So as a member of the body of Christ, what do you expect? What do you expect? What are your expectations? See, expectations. What about expectations? What are our expectations? Some say to modify your expectations. We have to really check what be our expectations. Because many people have expectations about the church, about the Bible, about God or God, you know, Christianity, salvation. But what do you expect of the church? Gormawi Nagusin, I guess, as Imperial Majesty's asked, what do you expect of the church? And this word right here, that the church is not merely a building, period, full stop. The church is not merely a building, point blank, period. The church is not merely a building. Now, most people's expectation or their understanding or misunderstanding is that the church is a building. They say going to church. And this is a point that we have sought to bring out and will bring out, continue to bring out, because the truth is objective reality, whether ones see it at first or not, hopefully in the fullness that they will be fulfilled and recognize that the church is not merely a building. So how strange, right? How strange is this idea when we say going to church and looking at the church to be merely a building? But that's not all. That's just the groundation right there, the teaching of His Majesty. Give us the teaching of His Majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. The devil's philosophy tell you, well, you're a church goer, right? Or you're a church goer. Right? What does that mean, a church goer? See, this Torah portion here, wayak ahel, from the Hebrew kahal, the gathering, the assembly. That word there in the Brit Chadasha sense, even in the Brit Yeshana, the Old Testament sense, Brit Yeshana, the Belui Kidan, Ethiopically, but the Old Covenant, OT sense, is the church. This is why we find the Apostle Stephen, the first martyr, right, of the Nazarenes, referring to the church in the wilderness, Bamidbar, the church Bamidbar, the church in the wilderness. But once I might say, well, you know, if you're coming from a Western Gentile, you know, point of view or half original, you know, you might be Hebrew or ethnically, you know, of, according to the flesh, but now according to the spirit and the truth. One might hear the expression in the New Testament translation of the Bible where it speaks about the church in the wilderness. What does it mean, Habarim? What does it mean when we have this phrase, the church in the wilderness? Let's just bring this up right here. Church in the wilderness, if we even consult with the Hebrew, Brit Chadash of the New Testament scriptures, right? The church in the wilderness. Right? We have the church in the wilderness, and it's in Acts. One place in the Bible. Bible, 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 Bible. He says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So for I and I of the name. See, this is the key qualification of the name. Right? No play, no joke thing, right? Of the name, Rastafari. Right, the teaching of His Majesty is front and center, it's the groundation, it's the foundation. Here in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 38, it says, this is he, who is he who be, who he, this is he, right, this is he, right, this is he. But the he here that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, with HaMelech, speaking of Moshe, who is he? Who is he that was in the church in the wilderness? The church in the wilderness, here, Stephen is giving a overview of the history, right? Of the history of the Hebrews and of the church. He's giving a history, an overview right here in chapter 7, right? In chapter 7, let's go through this right here, just a quick overview, and then take, of course, that Selah moment to iditate, meditate, reflect, to be still, and the gnosis, right? And he who be, we be. So typing this in right here so we can bring up the Hebrew right here, get the verse right here in the fuller context. We're in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 38. Chapter 7, verse 38. If you go to verse 37, it says, This is that Moses, Ethiopically, we coined this phrase here, Ethiopically, even Amharically, but here, Ethiopically, according to the Ethiopic Moshe, the Hebrew for Moses, Moshe, we have Musa. Musa is the head of a fraternal order, the head of a monastery. This is interesting when we think of, Deborah Sinai, or Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, a monastery. This is that Moses, which said to the children of Israel, to the children, the sons of Bnei Israel, a prophet shall Adonai, shall Adonai, thy Elohim, rise up to you of your brethren, like to me, to I. Him shall y'all hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with HaMelech, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai. Here KJV says Mount Sinai. And with our fathers, avoteno, our fathers, abatochachin, who received, this is the Kabbalah in the Ethiopic sense, the Kabbalah, the receive, the lively oracles, the words, san hadabarim, right, these are the words, to give to us, to I and I. Let's just pause here for a moment at verse 38. We have the church in the wilderness. I'm bringing out the Hebrew, the Hebraic of it all. And there's two main Hebrew versions right here. We know that the one that we have, the hard copy, is this one, HBPD. There's also the HB, and there's the unpointed, the Hebrew M, which is unpointed. But here it says, the one who
is the Hebrew pronoun for the emphatic, he himself and none other, the one, even that root of the yod, hey, where, hey, right, when we go according to the Hebraics, the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic, haya, to be, right, haya, the who haya, wuhu haya, he who was, wuhu hoe, the who hoe, hoe, he who is, wuhu, wuhu, vuhu, yihye, he who will be,
Tifara, revelation of Tafari. Yes, I. So here we have Huashahaya Bakahal, Bakahal, Ba in, by way of Kahal. Some would say Vakahal, Vakahal, Vakahal. But here we have Bakahal, it's the bait, right? In the church, Bamidbar, was in the Kahal. So we have this Torah portion. Vayakahel, Vayakahel. Some was nuncio, as we mentioned, Vayakhel, Vayakhel, Vayakhel. Even we had sometimes were saying that until we got more into the Hebrew, into the Chumash and the Masoretic, and say, wait, it is Vayakhel, Vayakhel, Vayakahel, Vayakahel from the root kahal. And why is that so important? Well, the English and the translators translate as Moses assembled, Moses assembled. Right? Now that word, the kahal, very significant, the kahal. Right? The kahal is the called out assemblies, the church. So that signifies that it's I and I as the body, already signifying, right? Calling those things, right, which be not the sense of the church. The true sense of the church is the gathering, the witness, right? The iddat, right? The congregation being called, right, if we have it in the New Testament sense, ecclesia. Ecclesia in the koina, which is say the common, the Greek, which they spoke and speak, you know, then like we speak English, right? So we touch on the Hebrew, then we touch on the English, but more of the people spoke, we could say, like the English of the first century time, which was the Greek, even the Hebrews and the Yehudi and the Jews, then spoke the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew. They may have understood some words here or there, but this was the, as they call the lingua franca, this was the language that was spoken, a language of communication. Right? And communion, as it were. So we have the sense of the ekkalio, ecclesia, ecclesia, also in the Spanish and the Romance languages, we have ecclesia. Right? And even when we say ecclesiastical, we say the ecclesiastical year. In the Hebrew, ecclesiastical year, to distinguish the ecclesiastical year from the civil year, and we say Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, and that's September 11th. That time, that season, which is actually the seventh moon of the seventh month that is known in the later as Tishri. Right, but beginning from the beginning of moons, right, Abib, some say, but Abib was the Abib is the barley, right, you know, the barley harvest, but from Abib to sprout forward, as we have Addis Ababa, Abib means it sprung up, it grew, Abib is that which sprung up or grew, to say new flower, Addis Ababa, right, ha-abeba, because the abeba, abebe, in other words, the flower, it springs up. So we have the moon, the month, which is the beginning of moons, corresponding to the ha-pesach, fasika season, even coming forward. Right, so here, it's so very important right here, because this Torah portion begins on the day after the Yom HaKippurim, the day of HaKippurim. This is why we emphasize that it's not Yom Kippur, as you have heard. I mean, it's a shortened, cut down, chopped down version, but it takes away the fuller sense of the HaKippurim, taking off the definite article and the Yod Mim. The definite article and the Yod Mim is off. The Yod Mim at the end, Kippurim, Rim, right? Atonement, Ha, the Atonement, Day of the Atonement. So this Torah portion here, right, from the sages and from our study, right, it fits together with that ancient witness and narrative. This Torah portion is the day after the Day of the Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, Yawam HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, not just Yom Kippur. I mean, we may say that, but let's study to shew I and I selves approve. So here we have this connection of the church and the teaching of His Majesty concerning the church. Just give ear, simul. The church is not merely a building. Even though in this Torah portion, Vayakahel Moshe, and Moses, he called, right? Moses, he assembled. It says, I assembled, but it's from the calling together, together, to bringing it together, right? And Moses gathered. This is the English. Now, the English, KJV, says gathered. Now, because we're reading the Chumash translation with the Hebrew, we see there they translate it as Moses assembled. Here we have, and Moses gathered. So somebody here say assembled. They say, whoa, it says gathered. Or the assembling, the gathering, we look at the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew, right, and the spirit, right, not the letter, just the letter of the law, but the spirit of it, right, both the gathering of all the congregation, all the aggregation, right, and also assembling, the assembly, when we say the assembling, the assembly, right, to assemble, assembly of I and I, even here on the ear and in the iron. So that is the church. The church is not merely a building, even though they're being called forward, right, to give and to build, right, to build Ha Mishkan, the tabernacle, Ha Mikdash, the Mikdash, the Mekdesh, right? And then we would have the Beta Mekdesh, like Solomon in the time of Shlomo Solomon, right? Nugu Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, right? And even later on in the rebuilding of the temple, which they call the Temple of Solomon, but actually the Temple of Herod, within the first century time, within that incarnation time of HaMoshiach, Yeshua, Yeshua HaNotri, HaNotri, Yeshua of Nazareth. So the church is not merely a building. So the church is already gathering together. When Moses called the congregation, the aggregation, this word, iddat, right? The iddat in the Hebrew is the witness, the iddat, the witness. Yes, I and I, to testify, the iddat. We have in the Royal Amharic, machiver, the machiver, machiver, machiver. And from the chebere, where we have chaberim, even the chaberim in the Hebrew, in the Ethiopic, we have the chebere, the chibret, and the machiver, as we noted. The lion of the tribe of Yehuda. When we say society, that is the machiver, which can be translated society, association, assembly. Also, as in the scriptural, right, sense as church, right, the machiver, or in the sense that we have right here as the congregation, the aggregation. And Moses gathered. He called church of all of the society. Get this: the society, the testimony, the association. The aggregation of the B'nai Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael, O B'nai Yisrael, O sons of Israel? So there we have the prophetic word right there, Amos 9 and 7, right there. Teaching of His Majesty right here. The church is not merely a building. The church, that gathering, right, that assembly, is the what? Faithful fulfillment. Faithful. And this is a faith, but faithful. Because it can't spill, it can't overflow until it's full. The faithful fulfillment of the Christian life, the liberty of His Divine Majesty, the Christian life, the Christian, the word Christian, right? Christian, Meshahawian, the anointed, Messiahite, the Messiahite life, and its requirements. What are the requirements? Thus, like this, as the name, Sim, right, the Shem, Shem, we say the Hashem, the name, but here we have the name. As the name applies to the buildings, and they do apply to the buildings, the structures, that's the place, the Mishkan, the Mikdash, the sanctuary, the tabernacle, the chapel. As it applies to the building, so is our heart, the sanctuary of the heart. In the previous Torah portion, reading, feeling, Teruma. Now here, it connects with Teruma here, because after the Ukkari, the fukuri of the golden calf, the Egel Masecha of Masa, Masecha, right, the Egel, right, after the golden calf, Ukkari, and after the forgiveness and the renewal, remember with the renewal, the covenant was broken, so we have in the old covenant, right, a broken covenant and a renewing, even the new covenant in the old covenant scriptures right here. So now after all of that, now to receive the instruction that we have already read in the past 2-3 Torah portion reading and feedings, picking up with Teruma. Teruma, the offerings, the contributions. It's better to what give than to receive. And when we do give, we will receive. Right? Amen. Amen. So this is the liberty of His Majesty. So our hearts, the church in which Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Holy Trinity is, the Hebrew Trinity dwells. The dwelling, that dwelling place, Maderia, right? That Mishkan, the Maderia. After our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father. That's the key. Right? Because through the Word made flesh. So the teaching of His Majesty, after our blameless Creator, who is, according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, who is our blameless Creator? He says, after our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father, our Father, His Elohim, our Elohim, then the hearts of all Amanyot, Mitminan, the faithful, become the the temple, to say the Heikal, the temple of Ha Elohim of Egeziah, of the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father. The love of Egeziah cannot be fathomed by a series of questions and answers. And man's soul cannot experience deeper enrichment as a result. In Naminalen, we Amen, Naamin, 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 I and I Amen. That men, that humanity at all times, at all hours, be bound by His love, the chesed, fikr, His love and grace, and chen, right, the chen, right, that chen, the grace, right, the grace, the tzaga, grace and truth
and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and truth and
truth and truth and truth and them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and seek at the truth within their hearts shall enter in the whole of tabernacle of church. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who just shall abide. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make our mind feel comfortable. Tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love Him. Tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. I have some. For the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, yeah, and me, I'm willing for your hand. I want you and joy. I need a little thing. Food, clothes, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty. I love all the land. For the people. Bo, 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 bo. Tell me who just shall abide.